Lesson 1. A Theology of Communication. Lesson Objectives. By the end of this lesson, the student should 1. Understand the importance of communication in God's kingdom. 2. Recognize ways in which God communicated within the Trinity, with other spiritual beings, and with humanity. 3. Appreciate the variety of ways in which Jesus communicated while on earth. 4. Recognize the ability to communicate as part of God's image in humankind. 5. Respect the power of the human tongue to accomplish good or evil. Introduction. Communication is the transfer of information from one person to another. Communication includes preaching, teaching, one-on-one conversations, writing, drama, and other ways of sharing information between individuals. For preachers and teachers, communication is especially important. If a mechanic cannot communicate well, we do not worry. If he can repair a vehicle, we are happy. A good cook does not have to be a good conversationalist. He simply needs to know how to prepare good food. A farmer does not have to know how to talk if he knows how to plant, cultivate, and harvest crops. However, a preacher or teacher must be able to communicate. The call to preach or teach is a call to communicate. Because of this, preachers and teachers should know more about communication and public speaking than most people. The three major forms of communication for Christian leaders are preaching, teaching, and writing. This course will focus on these three forms. Being able to communicate does not mean that every teacher or preacher must have the ability of a president or famous speaker. There are many different styles of communication. Some people become very good communicators, even though they are not great public speakers. The goal of this course is to prepare better communicators for serving God's kingdom. In this first lesson, we will see that communication is important in God's kingdom. God is a communicator. God is a personal God who communicates with others. Unlike the impersonal gods of many religions, God is a communicator. The Bible shows God's communication within the Trinity, communication with angels and even Satan, and communication with human beings. The Father communicates with the other persons of the Trinity. At the beginning of the Bible, we read, "And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. Then God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Genesis 1:3-26. Who was God talking to? God was talking to God. One person of the Trinity was talking to another person of the Trinity. Let us. During the days of Noah, God communicated within the Trinity. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, "I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them." Genesis 6:6-7. We do not know how the persons of the Trinity communicated with one another, but as rational beings, they communicated with each other. God communicates with spiritual beings. The book of Job tells about a conversation between God and Satan. "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, From where have you come? Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." Job 1:6-7. We do not know much about this conference, but we know that the Lord communicated with Satan, a spiritual being. When David was judged for improperly conducting a census, Exodus 30:12, God communicated with an angel. The angel was bringing judgment through the land. When the angel came to a certain field, the Lord commanded the angel to put away his sword. 2 Samuel 24:16, 1 Chronicles 21:27. God communicates with spiritual beings, Zechariah 1:13. God communicates with people. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. Genesis 1:27-30. When God created human beings, he made them in his own image. Part of that image was the ability to communicate. God spoke to Adam and Eve. In this passage, he gave them two commands. People learned their responsibilities through communication. All through the Bible, we see God continuing to communicate with human beings. He communicated with Adam and Eve by walking and talking with them in the cool of the day, Genesis 3:8. He communicated with Abraham by taking the form of a man and visiting him in the heat of the day, Genesis 18:1-3. He communicated with Joseph through a dream, Genesis 37:5. He communicated with Moses through a burning bush, Exodus 3:2-4. He communicated with Samuel through a vision, 1 Samuel 3:4-15. He communicated with David through a prophet, 2 Samuel 12:1. He communicated with Joseph through dreams, Matthew 1:20, Matthew 2:13 and 19:22. He communicated with Mary through an angel, Luke 1:26-28. He communicated with Jesus through a voice from heaven, Matthew 3:17. He communicated with Peter through a trance, Acts 10:16. He communicated with Paul through visions, 2 Corinthians 12:1-7. He communicates with us today through his Spirit, Romans 8:16. Jesus is a communicator. Jesus spent much time communicating. About half of the words in the Gospels are Jesus' words. More than 500 times, the Gospels show Jesus speaking, asking questions, and answering people. Other times, we see him listening as other people talk. Note some of the communications of Jesus. He communicated with friends. He communicated with his family. He communicated with his disciples. He communicated with a lady at the well. He communicated with the thief on the cross. He communicated with people in a synagogue. He communicated with a woman caught in adultery. He communicated with the sick and handicapped people. He communicated with Pilate, Herod, and his other accusers. He communicated with great crowds, including 5,000 at one time. He communicated with the Pharisees, Sadducees, and other groups. Notice some of the ways Jesus communicated. He sang, he taught, he praised, he rebuked, he preached, he counseled, he told stories, he gave lectures, he gave proverbs, he asked questions, he gave compliments, he answered questions, he offered object lessons, he recited the Old Testament, he prayed in public and private, he sent students on practice missions. In addition to spoken communication, Jesus used dramatic communication. Many of Jesus' actions were designed to communicate. Once he bent down and wrote on the ground, John 8:6. We do not know what he wrote, but the act of writing communicated something. When Jesus drove the money changers and businessmen from the temple, he was expressing unhappiness over what they were doing, Matthew 21:12-13. On another occasion, Jesus cursed a fig tree. The cursing of the fig tree was not judgment on the fig tree, but was a means of communicating a message to his disciples, Matthew 21:18-22. Each of Jesus's miracles was designed to teach something. They were designed in part to authenticate the message of Jesus. An ordinary person cannot do the things that Jesus did. The fact that he could do them meant that he was not an ordinary person. The role of communication in the ministry of Jesus, who was completely and fully God, shows the importance of communication. Communication is a way we accomplish what God has designed and called us to do. God has given humans the ability to communicate. Communication is part of the image of God in humans. When God created man, he said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Genesis 1:26. We do not understand all aspects of the image of God in humanity, but part of this image seems to be the ability to communicate. Inanimate objects have no ability to communicate. A blowing wind and a flowing river make sound, but sounds do not imply communication. Communication requires intelligence, and inanimate objects do not have intelligence. Animals have a limited ability to communicate. They can alert one another to danger. They can communicate that food is available. However, they are not capable of the detailed communication of humans. Communication is an important part of our humanity. We do much of our daily work through communication. We pass along the wisdom of one generation to another through communication. We entertain ourselves through communication. We correct others through communication. Nathan corrected David with a story. Paul corrected the Galatians with a letter. We compliment others through communication. Paul's letters often began with a compliment. Communication is important to humanity. God forbids abuses of communication. Like other aspects of God's image in humanity, the ability to communicate can be abused. The devil cannot create. He can only distort what God has created. Satan tries to distort our ability to communicate. Lying, gossip, and slander are distortions of communication. God forbids us from 1. Lying. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Ephesians 4:25. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices. Colossians 3:9. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Psalm 34:13. So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. 1 Peter 2:1. 2. Slandering. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people. Leviticus 19:16. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. James 4:11. 3. Blaspheming. You shall not revile God, nor curse a ruler of your people. Exodus 22:28. Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Matthew 12:31. 4. Cursing or abusing. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Romans 12:14. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder," and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. Matthew 5:21-22. Biblical principles for communication. The Bible gives some principles for using our words to accomplish good and avoid harm. 1. Don't talk too much. When words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent. Proverbs 10:19. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. Proverbs 17:28. Don't talk too much. An excessive talker does not properly value either his own words or others' words. He says things that he doesn't really mean, and he assumes that other people do the same. He gives opinions without knowledge. You don't have to give an opinion about something you don't know. Not every opinion is of equal value. 2. Don't speak before you think. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. James 1:19. A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. Proverbs 29:11. Don't let your feelings cause you to make statements that you will regret. 3. Don't judge a situation at first sight. If one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame. Proverbs 18:13. Whoever meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a passing dog by the ears. Proverbs 26:17. Many conflicts are based on misunderstandings. Listening carefully can usually resolve them. Be slow to judge a situation. If a person with a reputation for honesty says something that seems wrong to you, don't be quick to judge him. Avoid conflicts that are not your responsibility. You may not have enough information to make a wise decision. 4. Be careful with humor. Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, "I am only joking." Proverbs 26:18-19. Because of the effect of our words, uncontrolled humor is like a weapon in the hands of a crazy man. Don't cause people to make mistakes because of your joke. Don't tell them you are serious when you are not. They will not believe you again. Don't make fun of physical defects. Don't joke about someone's failures. Don't tell jokes that make sin seem trivial. 5. Be careful with correction. Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Proverbs 27:5-6. There is a right time and a right way to correct a person. Make sure your correction is intended to build and not to destroy. Make sure your correction is private, not public. Demonstrate that you care about the person you are correcting and that you want to help them. A healthy relationship is important before your correction will be received. 6. Keep your speech pure. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. Ephesians 5:4. Don't tell about scandals unless you are responsible to deal with the situation. Don't tell jokes that you must tell secretively. Unbelievers use sexual terms or terms for private body parts in their exclamations, but that is not appropriate for a Christian. It is irreverent to use terms referring to God or Jesus as an exclamation because of stress, unless you are sincerely calling upon God for help. 7. Don't divide people with your words. A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends. Proverbs 16:28. For lack of wood the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases. Proverbs 26:20. Don't try to make yourself look better at another's expense. Don't cause conflict between others. Don't hurt the effectiveness of someone's ministry by gossip. Before speaking, ask not only, "Is it true?" but also, "Why should I say it?" Most valuable, most dangerous. An ancient legend tells of a king who sent his servant to find the most valuable thing in the kingdom. After weeks of searching, the servant returned and said, "Your Majesty, the most valuable thing in your kingdom is the tongue. With the tongue, a wise person is able to convince other people to act wisely. A righteous person is able to convince others to do what is right. The tongue is the most valuable thing in your kingdom." The king then sent his servant to find the most dangerous thing in his kingdom so they could get rid of it. A few weeks later, the servant returned and said, Your Majesty, the most dangerous thing in your kingdom is the tongue. With the tongue, a fool can convince those around him to act foolishly. With the tongue, an evil person can convince others to do evil. The tongue is the most dangerous thing in your kingdom. Before continuing the lesson, read Psalm 15. From this psalm, list wrong ways in which we can communicate. Before continuing the lesson, read James 3:1-12. Consider the power of the tongue both for good and for evil. Communication can be used for good. James says that every good and perfect gift comes from God, James 1:17. Communication is one of God's gifts to us. There are many wonderful things that we can do with this gift. We can pray. We can praise God. We can worship God. We can comfort others. We can encourage others. We can teach truth to others. We can correct those who are doing wrong. God has chosen to use human communication to expand his kingdom. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Matthew 28:18-20. Paul gave the young Timothy advice on using communication for good. "And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." 2 Timothy 2:2. "And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil." 2 Timothy 2:24. We are responsible for our communication. We are responsible to communicate with God. God created human beings with the ability to communicate with him. Scripture points to many ways in which we communicate with God in a positive way. Speak to God, Genesis 17:18, Exodus 3:11, Numbers 20:10, Judges 6:36. Pray to God, Genesis 20:17, Luke 6:12, Acts 4:24, Romans 15:30. Cry out to God, Exodus 8:12, Psalm 57:2, Psalm 77:1. Make a vow to God, Numbers 21:2, Numbers 30:2, Ecclesiastes 5:4. Appeal to God, Deuteronomy 15:9, Job 5:8, Romans 11:2. Give glory to God, Joshua 7:19, John 9:24, Romans 4:20. Sing to God, Judges 5:3, Nehemiah 12:46, Psalm 47:6-7, Psalm 59:17, Colossians 3:16. Call to God, Psalm 4:1, Psalm 55:16. Give praise to God, Psalm 66:20, Luke 5:26, Luke 17:18. Present requests to God, Daniel 9:20, Philippians 4:6. Give thanks to God, Luke 2:38, Acts 27:35, Romans 14:6. Scripture also warns against negative ways that people communicate with God. Blaspheme God, Exodus 20:28. Curse God, Job 2:9. Lie to God, Acts 5:4. Mock God, 2 Kings 19:16. We are responsible for our communication with each other. God created us not only to communicate with him, but with one another. We can communicate in both positive and negative ways. We are commanded to bless those who persecute us, to bless and not curse them, Romans 12:14. Note some positive ways we are to communicate with each other. Encourage one another, 1 Thessalonians 5:11, Hebrews 3:13, Hebrews 10:25. Teach one another, Colossians 3:16. Instruct one another, Romans 15:14. Greet one another, Romans 16:16, 1 Corinthians 16:20, 2 Corinthians 13:12. Admonish one another, Colossians 3:16. We are warned to avoid harmful communication. Don't deceive one another, Leviticus 19:11, Ephesians 4:25. Don't judge one another, Romans 14:13. Don't slander one another, James 4:11. We are responsible to communicate the gospel. Jesus gave his disciples responsibility to take the gospel to the whole world. God's people should communicate the gospel to unbelievers through evangelism. The primary means through which God has chosen to spread the good news of Jesus Christ is through spoken communication. Jesus told his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Matthew 28:19 20. Conclusion. Since communication is such an important part of God's image in human beings, it is essential for Christian leaders to understand the art and practice of communication. This course will help you appreciate different forms of communication. It will equip you to use communication skills to serve more effectively in God's kingdom.